you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Doing.
Yeah, it is Sunday again, which means you get to listen to us again, which I know you just love doing because we have the coolest information and we deliver it in the most awesome manner.
That's true.
That'll be better. And today is a big day for us here in Shasta County. Got a town hall coming up at 2290 Benton Drive at 2 o'clock at Senior Center.
Yep.
And we're expecting a crowd.
We are, yeah. It's gonna be pretty full in there. So you want to make sure that you get there a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have a seat if you want a seat. And of course, the Bear and I are gonna be there. Mark Barrett's gonna be there speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And there are actually a lot of the counties are coming, aren't they?
I think we're actually committees from five counties that we know of right now are coming up.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of people there for you to talk to have questions. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, is open to everybody in everywhere, actually. You don't even have
come
to be in Jefferson.
Come support us. Come tell us we're nuts. Come
ask questions.
Come ask questions.
Yeah.
Come argue with us. We like that.
Oh, yeah. We're feisty.
Yeah, it's fun.
Red and I were just talking about airsofting and Civil War reenacting and how much fun. Well, I was Civil War reenacting yesterday, so yeah. I was having a lot of fun, you know.
I haven't gotten to go airsofting in a while. I've been missing it.
You need to go back out there.
Yeah, I need to throw a grenade at somebody.
It's like that urge. You just have to go, you know, mm-hmm. kill something or take out the trash.
Yeah.
Wrestle a bear.
It is.
Those were the best commercials.
It's a good time. And, you know, I urge anybody that hasn't tried anything like reenacting or airsofting, give it a go. It is a blast.
And they're both family activities, like down at U.S. Airsoft down mm-hmm. in Anderson.
Yeah. It's you get a lot of dads and the sons and stuff are out there. And it is so hilarious to watch right and proper grown men turn into little boys, you know, hitting their guns over, basically going pew, pew, pew at each other. It's hilarious. It is.
So if you want more information on either of those things, too, you can come out to the Senior Center here in Reading off of Benton Drive, where we're going to have a town hall at 2.
Yeah. We have all kinds of information.
We
about
do.
Different stuff.
Yeah.
So
we are more than willing to just have conversations with folks.
Yeah,
that's the funnest part, you know, meeting all these different people.
And I'm really interested because we did a rally on Cypress and Hilltop here.
Yeah, how was
Reading.
It yesterday?
Well, it was really interesting. We did a rally a little less than a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were standing out there with the flags and pamphlets and information, and you know, we had some honks. We had quite a few honks and good support, but we had a lot of people stop and roll down their. What is the state of Jefferson?
Yeah,
what is that? You know what?
Well, we were still pretty new last year.
That's true.
Yeah.
And this time it was nothing but honks. I mean, basically for 2 hours, Cypress and Hilltop, everybody's honking. I even got a priest to honk at me.
A priest?
Yeah.
I love it.
And a Seahawks fan at that.
So, is that a football reference?
It is.
Okay. I had to toss that in.
And it's amazing to me how the direction and everything's changed. I had one person stop and say, what is the state of Jefferson?
You know, what was their plates? Were they California plates?
They were California plates.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was a couple of younger people.
Okay.
You know,
yeah. So they might not have, you know, actual cable or watch news and stuff like that.
Yeah. So who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
But, no, it was hugely positive. I saw
saw
three people gave us the thumbs down, you know. And, hey, okay, I'll take 2 hours worth of people versus three people that don't like the idea.
Yeah.
All three of which looked too like they were sitting on a lemon. But anyway. But it just, you know, and that's one of the things we want to talk about a little bit later in the show is how the dynamic of the argument is changing. How
it's changed drastically since the start.
It
like,
is.
Absolutely drastically.
It's almost, you know, in the beginning, the burden of proof was on us.
Yeah.
And we have done such a good job of backing up what we're saying.
Well,
and
we've had such an amazing support system of people from all over the United States, actually.
It's fantastic, the pool of talent that the state of Jefferson can draw on.
We need to tell Rocky Slaughter that, because he says there's no talent here.
Yeah, he's got...
No, I'm serious. He did. Go back in the archives on Carl Bott's show. He said it on the air, and I about vomited in my car.
Yeah, it's clueless.
Yeah.
It's crazy the amount of talent. But, you know, people like Mr. Slaughter and some of the other media outlets and some of our detractors, you know, we're just a bunch of ignorant knuckle-dragging welfare parasites.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that back up.
Yeah.
That was from one of our first shows.
Yeah, it'll always stick with me. It's one of those things that's on the list of, oh, okay.
Okay. It's a compliment. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah. It's amazing to see how that burden has almost shifted from us being able to prove what we're saying to the other side having to back up what they're saying. In Lake County, which we'll get into in a minute, one of the Board of Supervisors actually told the people opposed to the state of Jefferson, you know, basically, wait a minute, the Jefferson folks have their facts. They have their information. You have nothing to back up what you're saying. You're the ones that are fear-mongering.
Yep.
Not the Jefferson people. So
good for him. Yeah. What, do you know which supervisor that was?
I want to say his name was Rob Brown.
Rob Brown?
I believe so.
Okay. If anybody has any more information on that, feel free to call in at 605-4567. I will always invite everyone into our chat room at kcnr1460.com, but I was not put together this morning on account that I was still in 1863, and I couldn't find my laptop
they didn't have
in time.
They didn't have Microsoft back then?
No, they didn't. Oh. We did have smoke signals, though.
And flags.
And
you have semaphore flags.
We did not have flags at the reenactment yesterday, though, because we would have gotten shot really fast.
Yeah, that's a big target.
It's like, let's fly this big red flag right here. But, Lake County.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, last Tuesday, we now have county number 7.
Yeah, so everybody cheer at home. Yay!
Yeah, and beautiful Lake County. Interesting enough, as we're talking about how the dynamic is shifting, Lake County would technically be what most people refer to as our first blue county.
Yeah. Well, they have 3 Democrats on their supervisors.
Yeah, and they understand we need representation.
And that goes back to the beginning is, oh, you guys just want a red state. No, we just want a state that's in the black.
Yeah. Yeah,
a red state. We live in a red state. We want a black state.
Yes.
That's what we want. We want a state that can actually take care of its citizens.
Anything but a brown state.
Yeah.
Jerry, sorry.
No.
Well,
he's better than he was in the 60s.
And there was...
which isn't saying much.
Maybe he's gotten a tad wiser.
Which is interesting because people say that you get more liberal as you get older.
No.
That's what I hear from a lot of people.
One of my favorite quotes was Teddy Roosevelt, and he said, if you are not liberal at 18, you have no heart. If you are not conservative by age 40, you have no brain.
Teddy. I knew I'd like that guy.
Well,
he was a conservatist. He wasn't a preservationist. He was a conservative.
Teddy Roosevelt was an interesting blend of person.
Yeah.
He really was. He was. It's kind of hard to categorize him. I don't think he could.
Kind
really
of an
call
enigma.
A,
he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there was a lot that he did financially that wasn't very, very smart. The square deal and But at the end of it all, he looked back and goes, "I would have done the same thing, but I would have done it differently."
Yeah.
So, but again, that's where we're seeing the dynamic shift, and people understanding. This is not conservative land. This is not just a Tea Party thing. This is not all. It's about representation for everybody.
It's not about interest groups.
Yeah.
It's about people.
It's about
all people.
Equal protection under the law.
Yeah.
Equal representation of everybody and equal protection of the minority and the majority.
You know, it kind of sounds as if it's becoming a little bit of a civil rights issue.
It is. It's a constitutional civil right issue.
And I'm trying to remember which supervisor said that.
That was Roger Abay.
Roger Abay, that's
and
right.
And that was Glenn County when they came in. And they were having their vote there in Glenn County. And there was some of the Board of Supervisors kind of hemming and hawing and going, this will never happen. And Roger Abay looked right at him and said, you know, in 1965, I bet a lot of people didn't think the civil rights would happen either.
Yeah.
You know, and to expound on that, in 1776, I bet there's a lot of people didn't think we'd get away from the British Empire.
Yeah, well, only 10%-ish of Americans, you know, historically, likely supported a new nation.
Yeah, or Texas would ever get away from Mexico
or
any of those different things.
Well, they had to have an Alamo in order to have a treaty.
Well, I wonder back in the 1770s, how many people sat around and said, oh, that'll never happen.
Probably a lot. Yeah.
What will we do without Britain's money?
Yeah. Well, Britain's soldiers.
Yeah. What will we do without Britain's protection? I mean, we're...
Because the problem was, is the reason why the revolution was actually so dynamic is because the taxes that the British imposed on the Americans was because they wouldn't allow the Americans to have their own soldiers.
Yeah,
so we were paying for mercenaries to come here to do our dirty work.
They were sucking the Americans dry to pay for their wars in Europe.
Okay, wait a minute. Isn't that what California is doing with their environmental and regulatory protections?
Yes. Except the difference is with California, they are sucking us dry to fight a war against climate change and global warming and all these other phantoms that they can come and think up with. And what you're really dealing with is corruption and nepotism.
At all levels.
Oh, it's,
yeah.
You know, and we beat the drum on this one, but it's such a perfect example is you look at the cap and trade that's gone in and the greenhouse regulations and the carbon credits and all of this money that's going on these taxes to create clean air, okay? And where's the money going? It's going to build a high-speed rail train that's going nowhere. I don't think the thing will ever be built. I think there'll be a ton of money spent and it'll never be built.
Feinstein will make out like a bandit.
Yeah, Feinstein and her husband are the ones making the money on it. And all of their little political friends and cronies and allies. That's what we've got going on. We are being bled to death. To get robbed. I mean, they're robbing us.
Yeah.
And it's very similar. We have no representation to stop it.
And if we had a say, we could actually do something about it. Because right now, it's not even so much as just say Jefferson. It's every rural county pretty much in America is being bled dry by the cities. Because they simply do not have an empathy for our way of life.
Because
for our livelihoods or for anything.
Functional.
Yeah.
They're you know, and any time that you force me to give something to someone else at the point of a gun, that's not charity.
No.
It's extortion.
It is.
So we got to get to a break. We'll talk about Lake County.
We'll tell you
things.
All about that. And if you want to call in, the phone number is 605-4567. And our chat room is kcnr1460.com.
And you're tuned to Jefferson State of Mind on this Sunday morning here on AM 1460 KCNR, community talk radio for the North State.
Citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the State of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Redding, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Redding local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Coming back, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday, and the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth.
Welcome back.
California, you don't treat me no good no more.
So we're going to pack our bags and we're going to go away.
Yeah.
We're going to split because we can't stand it. Oh, okay. That's a good song.
Yeah, it
apparently
is.
Apparently that is the remix of what you said, 70s country song?
I think it's late 70s.
Late 70s?
Stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So
everything's getting redone.
It is.
Like everything's just kind of getting remixed.
It needs
and
to be redone.
Well, yeah, California needs to be redone.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay to remix. We're going to remix California.
Well, I used to be proud to be from California.
I think I was.
Even back when everybody in Southern California was crazy, I was almost proud of my crazy cousins. And you know,
now you're just embarrassed?
Now I'm just, wow.
Wow.
What happened? College?
yeah. A lot of times it's college, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So. And we have a caller. We do. So we're going to roll on off to Terry. Good morning. How are you today?
You don't treat me no good no more.
Of course I do, Uncle Terry.
Oh, hey, California doesn't. Anyway, I
no,
wanted to
don't.
Bring up a couple of things, if I may, about Lake County.
Yeah.
One of the supervisors, the one that actually made the comment, which was Rob Brown, and you're correct about that.
All right.
Read, and he did make that comment about how he had the facts. And also, he also made the comment, and this is something that is pretty amazing to me. Every supervisor knows this. He said out of every $500 that they send to Sacramento, they get 25 back in the county.
You're kidding
okay,
me.
Okay, so somebody tell me.
What will we do without that $25?
I'm with you, my friend. And so somebody tell me, okay, show me the money. The other thing is the chairman of their board, Mr. Farrington, had challenged during the presentation the first time we went to Lake County, had challenged Steve Baird about the financial information. And he asked for a lot of it and told his attorney and his staff that, you know, they need to look this over. Well, Mr. Baird could, you know, complied with that, sent him information, and his comment was, oh, there's so much stuff there to look at. I don't know if we can pay staff to go through it. So you ask for something, you get what you ask for.
Yeah.
Because he wanted it detailed, and now they can't pay staff. But he was the lone dissenter in this whole thing. And again, I talked to Paul Preston this morning, and we had talked about the total disconnect that so many supervisors have to their counties. And
they're clueless.
Yeah, for the most part, Shasta County is probably, to me, really tops the list. And the reason is you had 200 people at a meeting, 41 that spoke in favor of, 4 that spoke against. Shasta County didn't allow a presentation, and one gentleman got up there and said, well, I represent 1,000 people. Well, you would think he could bring one or two of them with him.
Yeah,
you would think.
So, to me, I think the disconnect here is amazing, and it's running rampant. And I think that's why the counties are joining in at a rapid pace, whether they're red or blue. Want to know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I agree. It's the people that are really pushing it. And to me, this journey that we started a little over a year ago has been fascinating to me how little the people in charge really know.
Yeah, and the more that I have association with them, it's kind of like, how do you not know that this is going on?
Well, that's Farrington down there in Lake County said, well, you know, I asked my county staff to put together a financial thing, and it's a gargantuan task. It'd take forever. And it's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's why we did it for you.
It took us almost a year to assemble the data and get everything together.
Actually, we did give him the information he requested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His comment was that they didn't want to pay staff to look at it. Well, then why did you request it in such detail? You want detail? Mm-hmm. We'll give you detail.
See, I think a lot of that is they hope that we don't have it. And when we go, yeah, we're not bluffing. We're not CARB, you know, with our science here.
We can verify.
This is our verification. They don't know what to do with that because they're not used to dealing with facts.
Yeah. But you get these people that, you know, they'll stick their fingers in their ears and go, can't afford it, can't afford it, can't afford it, and will not listen, will not look at the data. They're just, you know, and there's nothing you can do to overcome people like that.
Well, it's about honesty, Red.
That's hard to find in politics today.
The supervisors were honest in Lake County in regards to the fact that they keep 25 bucks out of 500. I know that here in our county, I think, Red, you were at this meeting when the Board of Supervisors were told that they weren't going to get their mental health money. It was to the tune of about $3
million. Yeah, about $3 million that the county had already paid out on a program that they're required by the state to pay with the understanding that the state will reimburse them for that.
But isn't that an unfunded mandate or an unfunded regulation or something to that effect where you can actually sue the state now?
you can't get blood out of a stone.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's, you know,
I mean, I'm sure Jerry can go out back and print some hundreds, but I mean.
Well, here's the thing about that is that David Keogh's answer to that was they were going to write a stern letter. Now, I talked to David Keogh at another meeting later on in downtown, and we took him aside. I said, they're not giving you money. What are you thinking? You're not even getting your money from the state. You're not letting the people know that, the general public. And he looked at me, and his face was a little red, and he said, well, they do that to us all the time. Okay, so I would submit to you, if they're doing that to you all the time, wouldn't it be better to keep some of the money in the county for the programs that we need?
Yeah.
Or are we going to still let them? Because we let them do everything. But, we let these guys do these things. We let CARB. We let the Board of Supervisors not hear the voice of the people. And there could be an argument, well, we represent all the constituents. Well, you have 3 of them here. and 197 mm-hmm. that are for the state of Jefferson. So yeah. If those people took time off their work, I know I took time off of my job.
And
you know,
that's
my,
not
my work.
That's not counting the thousands of signatures that were legitimately representing people that could not be there. We had thousands of signatures of people that support this.
How many do we have now, Red, approximately?
I think it's something like 7,000.
I think we're a little over 7,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
A little over 7,000.
Wow.
And
wow,
I wouldn't be surprised if we're not a lot closer to 8,000 by the end of the day.
Yeah.
I wonder if that guy that made the comment at the Board of Supervisors saying he represented 1,000 people, I wonder if he's got any signatures of those 1,000 people. And, of course, none could come with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or write a letter of, you know, or sign something or anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've seen this happen also at city council meetings where a person will go up and they'll be like, oh, I am such and such a position at such and such a media agency, or I represent such and such people because they subscribe to me. That doesn't mean you represent them. That means that they just subscribe to you, and that could be because they agree with you or they disagree with you.
Or like the Record Searchlight, they need toilet paper.
Yeah, or, yeah, fire starter, anybody?
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean you represent them at all. You don't know who they are except for a name on a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So I'm very frustrated that people actually do that, actually.
Well, there was an article about our town hall today.
I saw
that. And for once, it wasn't combative. It wasn't a bash piece.
You mean it was informative?
No, it was uninformative because they got everything wrong.
Oh, well, was this the Record Searchlight?
Yes.
Well, then that's as close as I get to informative, don't you know?
You know, I almost wonder if they don't have a quota. They have to have 3 or 4 misrepresentations per article, or it doesn't go in. I mean, and they are basically at ground zero for the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
And to this day, they still don't report it right. Modoc County was not the first county to declare. Siskiyou County was that. And they know that. They've been told that a million times. It does not require a majority of the California voters to pass. They know that. It just, the vote in Lake County was not 3-2. It was 4-1. It just, things like that.
Yeah.
And after going on, you know, we're getting up to a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I mean, it's got to be on purpose by now. Or are you really that dense?
Yeah.
You know,
at what point does malfeasance become
the biggest thing going on in California since gold was discovered?
Gold.
You know, you're at ground zero, and you can't pay attention enough.
Yeah, when out of state newspapers are getting it better than you are, you have
Russian,
a problem.
Russian TV gets it more accurate,
and that's not a good standard to go by.
No,
that really isn't. Well, what was it that the Japanese newspaper that came to
Asahi Shimbun.
Abahi Shimbun.
Yes.
Abahi Shimbun, yeah. And they even came, and they got it right. So.
Well, you know, the Record Searchlight has editorialists, you know, and what we need up here are journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Then people that don't use their butt cheeks for earmuffs.
Oh, good God.
I don't know how else to put it.
That gave me a pretty graphic picture. I think I got it.
I
think everybody's got it. Children are now turning off the radios.
Sorry.
Mothers are praying for your mortal soul.
They do that a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. What else went down at Lake County? Do you have any more for us, Terry?
No, but have a great show, kids, and I'll see you guys in a while.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll see you like one or so.
We'll see you in just a bit.
Sure.
And what he's talking about is there is going to be a town hall here in Reading. I'm going to do this every 15 mm-hmm. minutes. So you can't forget, okay? It's going to be at the Senior Center off of Benton, and it starts at 2. And a lot of people are going to be there. A lot of people are going to answer questions about specific mm-hmm. counties. So if you're just hanging out in Shasta County today, come to the town hall.
Come check it out.
Yeah,
come
you're from Shasta County, come to the town hall. Is there food?
Is
there drinks?
No.
Is there beer on tap?
No.
No, there's no liquor or anything?
Picture this.
Picture this.
You have a building that holds around 700 people that we're expecting a pretty good crowd in.
Yeah.
It's Shasta County with their cousins from Tehama County, and you want to insert liquor into a bunch of people that are angry. Probably not the best
Probably not the best idea, no.
So,
especially the Trinity years come down, too.
Although it sounds like fun.
Hence why Robert will not be having liquor at any town hall.
No, not for me. So.
Oh, man. But that is today at 2.
Yes, it is.
Is there any other town halls coming up this week anywhere else?
Not this week, but we have two coming up in Colusa.
Yeah.
One coming up in Mendocino, March 21st. Also, March 21st is the State of Jefferson and Sovereign Minds fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it's
so much fun.
Yeah.
It seriously
gun raffle and auctions. I mean, all kinds of firearms are
there. Are we
going to
have
win.
That cake auction again this year, too?
I'm not sure if we're doing that, but we have an awesome ATV, you know, like the cart.
Yeah.
The, what am I trying to say? Like the Polaris Razor.
Yeah, like the quads.
No, like the big one, like the farm truck. It's got the little bed and the canopy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have one of those that was just donated that we'll be raffling off there. We're,
sweet. Because so there's silent auction and then there's live auction, too.
And there's live auction.
And it comes with a meal. And
yeah, and we'll be having some games like last year, you know, you bought a card, like a poker card, and then the highest card won.
Oh,
won
that
the
one
gun,
was so much fun.
Yeah,
I love
it
that
is.
One.
It'll be a – so that's a great opportunity to come and support us and support
Sovereign
Minds.
Where can they buy tickets?
And, well, you can come and find us, myself or Kayla. You can go on to – you can come down Monday night at Destiny Fellowship Church and get them.
It's down on South Bonneview here.
You can call North State Consultants at 221-0101, and she'll get you squared away. You can find our posts on Facebook and things like that and get a hold of us. And
yeah, because it's a ton of fun.
It
really is. Last year was such a blast. Like, so many people were there, and
that one
got
guy,
feisty.
Yeah, that one guy almost, I didn't think he was making it out of the building. He won 6 guns.
Yeah, he had to put 2 back because he felt so guilty.
Yeah, he won 6 guns.
And for the record, he's not coming this year. No, I'm kidding. He's totally welcome to come as long as he doesn't bring his luck with him.
Yeah, it was.
But no, it was really, really fun, even though he did take away, like, everything.
Yeah. That one double-barrel shotgun and the little coach gun that he had, that was nice.
Beautiful. Yeah, Jeff was drooling over that one. Yeah. But we have to roll off to a break. It looks like we might have a caller when we come back. So if you do wish to talk to us today, if you have any more questions or comments, call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room, KTNR1460.com.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Vince Stevenson, president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, and we're going to talk about what's happening downtown. What about crime? What about the things the chief's been doing? We're also going to talk about the VA and the problems they're having down there in Oakland and the 12,000 records that have been lost. All this on Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Where do you find these songs? I love it. Oh my gosh. Was that you, Bob, or was that you, Robert?
That one was Bob.
That was Bob?
Yeah.
Actually, it was your reference to Jerry Brown earlier that reminded me of it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Once again, we're reminding you that there is a town hall today in Reading off of Benton at the Senior Center at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we got a caller who said something amazing. There will be cookies.
There will be cookies and water available.
And water, yes, but there will be cookies there.
There will be punch and pie.
Punch and pie. Cakes and pies. Cakes and pies.
We do have ourselves a couple of callers here, I believe.
We do, yeah, so we should probably roll off into them real quick. Our first one is Jimmy from Reading. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Getting over that sickness that's going around, though. But
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to call and let people know, if you wear a State of Jefferson shirt down in the LA area, have your facts ready, because people, you're going to get questioned, because I was down there a few weeks ago, and some guy, you know, said, so why do you want the State of Jefferson? And sadly, I wasn't prepared mentally to, debate him about it. And I just basically said, you know, we don't have any representation up north. And to make a long story short, I was wondering if there's any literature or brochure where the average person like me could get and kind of, you know,
Are you available to come to the town hall today?
Well, I got
You know, I could drop in and grab a brochure or something, but I don't want to hang around because I'm, like I said, I'm still getting over the bug.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing the Shasta Lantern.
Yeah.
So what if we were to put all those brochures up on the Shasta Lantern so that people can download and print them off at home?
Well, that's we've got them available on JeffersonDeclaration.net.
Oh, we have all that up there already. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have SOJ51 that has them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drop Jefferson State of Mind, we have a Facebook page. I don't know if you do Facebook, but if you do, just go put a post on there real quick. And I will get you in touch with the person that has all of the brochures, the DVDs, all kinds of stuff for
making yourself informed. Let's see if we can't put it on ShastaLantern.net.
Yeah.
That way it's all in one spot.
Yeah, sadly, after I talked to this guy, I was thinking of all the right answers. Like, you know, I don't want to fund a bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. The last thing he said to me was, oh, yeah, that place will go broke. And thinking back, I should have said, oh, like California has done repetitiously over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyways, if you wear a State of Jefferson shirt down south, folks, be prepared.
All right.
So, well, thank you, Jimmy. Well,
thanks for your time, folks.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I always hate it when that happens in conversations where you know what you want to say and so you say it and then you get home and you're like, oh, I should have said this. Oh, I should have added that. And you're just like, ah. But that is a very good point. If you're going to be out with the gear, and we totally want everybody to wear the gear, you know, advertise for the State of Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Let people know that they can come to you for questions and stuff. But, you know, you need to have the answers. And the best thing to do is Sally has printed up these little cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all the names of the counties and the addresses, email addresses, and where you can get information. She's got, and she sells them, what, $20 for a dollar? These little, and it's just the print cost of them.
We've just been pretty much handing them out.
And we're just handing them out at this point. So I'm sure we'll have a ton of them at the town hall today. And those are really awesome to where if you don't have time, like let's say you're running off to a doctor's appointment or something.
Yeah, and there's several
you
DVDs
just hand them the card and say, here's where you can go.
Powerful. YouTube. Yeah. There is a ton of videos on
YouTube.
All
the question marks.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff out there. And Robert's making faces at putting it on ShastaLantern.net. But I'll see what we can do with that.
Maybe
we
can.
There's a lot of work involved. So you have to send him cookies for him to do that. We'll do that.
Oreos.
Okay, he likes Oreos. Double stuff or regular?
No, just regular.
Just regular?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, double stuff's too much.
Yeah, you got to break it in half and eat it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have another caller. We can't talk about Oreos today. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. We're talking about Oreos.
Hey, if Jimmy's still listening, tell him to look for the 6'9" guy out in front of the in the town hall today with the Jefferson State shirt on, and I'll hook him up with some flyers.
Awesome.
All right.
And you can't miss him. He's 6'9". I kid you not.
Exactly.
We call him too tall.
Hey, I was going to tell you, I mean, Red, it's very rare that I ever disagree with you, but and you are absolutely correct as far as the reporter getting some facts wrong. But I was actually kind of happy with his story. I mean, he, in my opinion, he actually, you know, it wasn't totally negative. It wasn't, you know, we're a bunch of crazy folks and it's never going to happen. And, you know, I thought that he actually did a really good job. In fact, to be honest with you, I thought probably the biggest, you know, compliment you can pay a reporter is I couldn't really tell where he stood, if he was for it or against it, which that's what you should do every time you read a story is not know the author's opinion necessarily. But like you said, you are correct. You did get some facts wrong, no question about that. But I actually called and paid him a compliment, and I thought overall, what great timing. I mean, right on the front page of the paper with the you know, our little insignia up there, and then a story about it the day before we have a town hall, and he had the address and time for the town hall. So I was actually kind of happy with that story.
Awesome. I love America. I love that we can have disagreements and talk civilly to each other.
I was just going to say, you disagree with me. That's mighty American.
And you did it so politely.
And you know, Red, I know that the bad taste in everybody's mouth with the record Searchlight, I mean, there's no question about it. But come on, dude, you can only expect a broken clock to be right twice a day. So
you did
a few things right.
Using logic.
My hat's off to him. I thought it was great timing, and you know, I'll take all the free publicity we can get. So
thank you. That was awesome.
That's it. I'll see you guys this afternoon.
Alrighty.
Thank you. And one of my character faults that I try to overcome is I'm very patient. It takes me a long time to finally just throw up my hands and be done with you. But once I finally do, as I have with the record Searchlight,
you don't come back very
easily. My I'm done with you approach is almost vendetta. You know, it just we're never getting along. I hate you since the playground. I remember when you stole my milk at school, kind of thing. And but thank you for bringing that up, Chris. It was, although it was inaccurate. It was not a bash.
It wasn't a hit piece. Yeah,
and it was in time to help promote our town hall. So you are right in that. We got to scoot off to another break here real quick.
So if you have any more questions or comments, feel free to call in and disagree with us, too, because you see how well we took that. We'd love it.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it.
Our phone number is 605-4567. You can also visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. These are the things I can do without. Come on. I'm
talking to you. Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. It's a wonderful state of mind. It's a state of mind that you all want. Be honest with yourselves.
Well, you know, when we were out doing the rally and holding the flags and things like that,
yeah.
A little bit up the street from us, we had a homeless guy holding the sign, you know, we'll work for food. And it occurred to me, it was almost a picture. You know, you could have taken a picture of one of us there with the Jefferson flag and the homeless guy and have it say, "You choose. You either need a whole lot more of this with an arrow to the Jefferson guy, or you're going to get a whole lot more of this."
Oh, wow.
The homeless guy holding the sign.
Yeah.
Because we're basically having economic warfare waged against us.
Yeah.
And we can't do anything.
And one way that you at home can stop this economic war being waged against us is by signing the petitions online.
Yes.
Did you like that segue? Wasn't that good?
That was good. And that's at jeffersondeclaration.net. You can sign a petition online. And I believe it's on SOJ 51 now, too.
Yeah. And all you have to do is just click on the link on there. I think it's at the top right-hand corner.
It says sign the petition.
Sign the petition. And you just you don't even put your name.
Yeah.
You put your name, and then you just make sure you put it in the right county. Mm-hmm. And you'll automatically sign the petition. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. You can do it at home. Have everybody in the family sign it. And there's no age limit. This isn't a legal, you know, voter registration, match the address up type of petition.
No.
This is simply if your 10-year-old is like, I want the state of Jefferson, have him sign for the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
No reason why he can't. It's his state too.
It is.
You know, we're doing it for our kids. So let the kids get involved.
He'll be the one inheriting it.
Yeah. He's going to have to, you know, once he turns 18, he's going to have to intern at the governor's office the 6 weeks that hopefully he's only in office. Anyway, so we have another caller. Good morning, Dick. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just want to report on the rally yesterday. My wife and I went out a little before 11. We were out there over 2 hours. And the whole time we were there, you know, we were at the State of Jefferson rally on Churn Creek in Cypress. And the whole time for 2 hours, I only had one car that had two old folks in it that gave us a thumbs down. Everybody else was thumbs up and tooted their horn. It was very encouraging how many people seemed to be supportive of the State of Jefferson.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to report that.
Awesome. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you.
And
okay.
Thank you for being out there.
Afternoon.
Right. Yeah, see it too.
And the tide is turning on this thing.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, about a year ago we did a rally and people kind of didn't know
they were kind of hesitant.
And they were like, huh. And now that the message has been out there and they see what's going on, we now have seven counties that are on board, and we've got four more we think are coming pretty quick.
That's what I'm really looking forward to today at 2, is because it's been almost exactly a year. It's been about 13 months since the last town hall, which was in January last year. And last year it was so new that the questions people had, it was like, well, what about water? What about fire? What about police? What about this? What about that? And we were just all getting our feet wet of being able to answer these questions. And just in this last year, it's very rare that we get a question that we haven't actually heard before.
Well,
or we don't have an answer to. And so it's very amazing. And a lot of times now we go, well, what do you want?
Yeah.
What is your answer to this? What would you do if you had a voice again?
What does freedom look like to you?
Yes. And I love seeing their faces when we ask those questions, because it's not us dictating what the State of Jefferson's going to look like. What do you want the State of Jefferson to look like?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you, I've never thought of it that way. Well, you can create your own state and have a voice in your own state. That is something you will never get with California.
And have a state and county that will protect your private property rights so that if you own some
all your
property
rights.
And you want to live in your own private little ecotopia on your land, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what freedom looks like.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to wander out on my back porch and shoot at cans, as long as I'm not shooting towards your house or anything like that, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You want to do what you do on your land? Go for it.
Yeah, you want to mine gold on your land?
Yeah.
You want to go, you know, stick a pan in the creek? Go do it.
Hence the word your land.
You own it. That's a concept, isn't it?
Yeah, especially for the government. They have trouble getting around it.
Yes. We have another caller. Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you today? Billy Bob?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Good morning.
Oh, I'm on the air. Okay, cool. Hey, again, congratulations and accolades to both of you and Terry and everybody working so hard on this project. It's encouraging to hear the reviews and the enthusiasm that's generated. My question to you is, what are we going to do about this lack of county supervisors? Are we going to amass a recall, or what? They are absolutely a stick in the mud, and I'm embarrassed to be a Shasta County resident with all these other counties coming in and the enthusiasm they have shown, and I am disgusted with our Board of Supervisors, and I want to know what direct, concentrated effort you guys are going to do. I'll take my answer up there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your question, Billy. That's an interesting question. That's one that we've been mulling around for quite some time now.
We have some different strategies and some different things that we've kept under our hat, because there are certain things in place, certain laws and things that we're limited on what we can do for a set period of time.
Yeah.
But there is an expiration date on our tolerance.
I'm trying to think, March?
Yeah.
March is the expiration date.
Yeah,
March
10th is the expiration date on our tolerance level.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens with this town hall. You know, there is still time, you know, for in the 11th hour, the Board of Supervisors to come to their senses and listen to a presentation about the State of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at, you know, what the other counties are doing, why they've done it. Look at the finances that they asked for. They asked for the finances that have been provided to them. I would put it to you that not one of them has, you know, outside of probably Bill Chappelle, has looked at the finances, has looked at the process, bothered to look at it. And to be period point blank about it, it's because there's a couple of them that are making money hand over fist on the way that California is destroying people.
Mm-hmm.
Since what happened, we have spent a lot of time digging into a lot of things, and there's
it's
a lot of things that we know,
and
things that we will be more than willing to use to get a positive solution in Shasta County. So it's really a question of how much sense of self-preservation do a couple of these guys have?
Well, knowing them, they probably have a lot.
So,
yeah.
We'll see.
To a little more thoroughly answer his question, how much would a recall on one supervisor cost? Just so that people kind of have a reference.
Well, see, that's the thing is, they've always figured that there's a numbers problem for us getting signatures and funding. In the last year, we're not the only ones that they've upset.
Yes. But just for reference, is it something like $20,000, $30,000 for a recall? Get all the printed
that? It's quite a bit cheaper than that.
Oh, it's cheaper than that? Okay.
You know, we know some of the people that have put some things on the ballot here, and, you know, a lot of people hear it's that much, and they get all panicky about it. It's not that difficult to do.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to give them a little bit of reference, because if you do the recall, if you do the special election, if you do any of that,
the only money that you have to pay for a recall is to print the petitions.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, other than that, it's legwork. They usually say it's $20,000 to $30,000 because people will, you know, hire paid signature gatherers and things like that.
I was wondering, that doesn't really compute for
no.
paper.
We have more than enough ground troops to be able to go in and get the signatures that we need. And we have the information to bring out that will light these
We'll light the pyres.
Yeah. Shock and awe, baby.
Yeah.
Because some of the things that we know that if we bring out publicly, I think recall would be very fast and easy.
Yeah.
Once people understand the process of how they are being harmed to enrich the campaigns of a couple of people, I think it'd be pretty eye-opening.
But right now we're just hoping that they're going to come to the town hall, which is today in Reading at the Senior Center off of Benton Road. And it'll be at 2 o'clock. There are cookies and water. You will see us there. You must have questions. You must come because we want to see you because this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and we want to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
Yeah. I mean, why are you mad at us? All we want is freedom, liberty.
Don't you want freedom and liberty?
Yeah. And if you don't want freedom and liberty, what does that mean you want? Think about that.
We'll see you next week.
Sovereign Minds is next at KCNR at Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New Defense Secretary Ash Carter has jumped right into his job as he spends a second day in Afghanistan. He's met with Afghan officials and he's getting military briefings. Carter calls his trip a listening tour of the war zone. Congress has to the end of the week to refund the Department of Homeland Security or it will shut down. In return, Republicans want the president to lift his executive action, making millions of illegal immigrants citizens. But the standoff might soon be over.
We now have an exit sign, and that is the federal court decision saying that the president's actions unilaterally are unconstitutional.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain on CBS TV this morning. Congress gets back to work tomorrow. Colorado's Front Range getting blasted by heavy snowfall. It's coming down at a rate of up to 3 inches an hour.
The real big story for the next few days is going to be snow across Colorado into Utah.